Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this. Take the limits off.
Worshiping spirit, come on, come on, get on your feet and stand for the reading of the word of God. Our scripture text today comes from the last book of the Bible. We made it easy for you today. The last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 7. Revelation, there's no S. Revelation. I'll teach that later. Revelation, there is no S. Ain't no new revelations. It's Revelation chapter 7, Revelation chapter 7, starting at the 9th verse, 9 through 12, I believe. Yeah, Revelation 7, chapter 9 through the 12th verse. When you have it, say amen. If you need a minute, say, I'm going to be first at Bible study. Yeah, amen. Amen. Again, Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 12, King James says, "And this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God." Verse 12, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." Let us pray. Father God, we welcome you into this place. God, not the physical building, God, but this place, God. This is the church. We welcome you into this place, God. Move by your spirit like never before on today, God. Let your word and your worship go forth like it has never done before, God. Touch any person that is laid down right now, God. Give them a fresh anointing, God. Have your way. Let your spirit reside throughout this place. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
That wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. No other name. No other name. No other name, no other name, no other name, no other name, no other name I know. No other name, no other name, no other name, no other name, no other name. No other name. No other name I know. There's power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. No other name. 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 I know. No other name, 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 I know.
That church say amen. Come on, say amen again. Hallelujah in this place. Hallelujah in this place. No other name I know. Happy Palm Sunday, everyone. This is the beginning of Holy Week, and we are so excited that God is doing great things in Ebenezer, and we are excited to see you here today. For those of you who are in person worshiping with us, and to those of you who are watching online on Facebook Live or our YouTube channels, we are super excited today, and we have several announcements we'd like to make. First of all, we want to say praise God for what he is doing in the life of Ebenezer. For those of you who are watching online, you may have seen a different look from Ebenezer. We have our brand new cameras installed, and you all, this service looks amazing. So for those of you who are in person, y'all looking around for the cameras, like, where they at? Where they at? They up there, and they getting everything. And we praise God for Minister King and Latanya King for and Mr. Bingham for all of their work in getting our cameras set up. And thank God for our membership also, because you paid for it. Praise the Lord. We have seen some things. These cameras are so sensitive that they can read the license plates off of a fly. So there'll be some things that we'll be doing to make certain that, again, our beautiful sanctuary is appealing to the online community on what we're calling our online campus. And we are excited about that. So we thank God for that. Also, we are thankful that we've been able to do some things for our altar. We finally were able to get the cross and candles for our altar. Amen. Amen. And we are just so excited. I also had opportunity to went over to my office this morning to grab a couple of things. And I heard some noise in there. I heard some noise in there. Noise I ain't never heard before since I've been here. I heard the furnace on. Heard the furnace on. We thank God for the progress. They still got a lot of work to do, but there's heat on the first floor. Amen. Amen. We're telling you all this because we need you to continue with your stewardship. Amen. Oh, that's a rousing amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are super excited. This is Holy Week. Today is Palm Sunday. And here at Ebenezer, we have some very special things that we'll be doing this week. It starts with our Wednesday corporate prayer call, which will be Wednesday at 6 p.m. on our Zoom platform. Minister King did a phenomenal job teaching and reteaching about prayer, about the importance of prayer and corporate prayer. So we are inviting everybody, all of our members, to join us for corporate prayer via the Zoom platform. I know you say, Pastor, I'm not used to that. Join us for prayer, because we recognize that it's going to take prayer to get the things that we are trying to do done. We have to go back to the basics. Amen? So we will be starting with prayer at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. And then Friday, all roads lead to Liberty Baptist Church, 4849 South King Drive, where they will be having the seven last words of Christ. And I have been invited to speak on the second word. Remember me when thy goeth into paradise. Amen. And so we are excited about the second word. That service will start at 6 p.m. Liberty has an extended invitation to those of you who are perhaps getting off work and won't have time to go home. They are having little light refreshments available for you at 5:30. Amen. So you can get to Liberty at 5:30, and then at 6 o'clock, the services will start. Now, Liberty is asking everyone who comes and who is in attendance to please show your proof of vaccination. Amen. That is the request of the angel of the house and their leadership. And so we're going to honor that on Friday. Amen. So we want proof of vaccination. Also on Sunday morning, we will be having our sunrise communion service at 7 a.m. Amen. And I ain't going to be here by myself. I'm going to be here, but I ain't going to be here by myself. So I know that good Christian folk can take one Sunday out the year where they can meet God in the sanctuary at 7 a.m. Amen. 7 a.m. ain't too early to be blessed, is it? So we're going to come in at 7 a.m. for our communion and sunrise service at 7 a.m. Now, we are asking those persons who will be attending to please let our church clerk know that you are attending so that we can have the appropriate continental breakfast available for you after that worship service. But you got to let the church clerk know. Amen. Because if you don't tell her, then we're not going to prepare for you. And then they're going to say, Reverend, I didn't get no sandwich. Amen. So please, we're asking you to be obedient and let the church clerk know. You can call. You can let her know after service. You can text online, whatever you need to do. But we're going to be here at 7 a.m. And after that, we'll have breakfast, continental breakfast. And then after that, led by the deacons, we are going to have a community prayer walk. Amen. A community prayer walk. If it's no inclement weather, and certainly in Chicago, we just don't know, because I think a couple of days ago it started with rain and ended with snow. So we don't know what we're going to get. But if it's good weather, we will be out there after our breakfast for a community prayer walk. And then at 11 a.m., we will have services for Resurrection Sunday. Amen. We are super excited what God is doing in the life of ministry here at Ebenezer. We want to also take a moment to welcome those of you who are visiting with us, to those of you who are online. We greet you with Jesus' joy. For those of you who are there, I know we have a young lady who is all the way from Switzerland who is worshiping with us today. Praise God for your presence. Praise God for your presence. Ordinarily here in the Baptist church, we would come and hug you and shake your hand, but we're still practicing safety COVID protocol. So please accept this virtual hug from us, welcoming you to Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. Let's continue with worship this morning. I'm not going to be able to do that.
I'm Lord, you're worthy of all the glory. Hallelujah. 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 It is offering time. It is offering time. We are always excited. As Pastor said, there are so many things going on in the church, in the kingdom. There's so many things going on in the kingdom. And it does not appear via osmosis. Huh? It does not appear via osmosis. But it takes some stewardship. It takes some good, let me rephrase that. It takes some stewardship and some leadership for these things to come to pass. And in order for us to continue moving in the right direction, at least we have to continue in our faithfulness in giving. Amen. Our faithfulness in giving. And may y'all forgive me because I'm hearing echoes in my ear. And my controls are over there. So, yeah, I'm going to get through this real quick so I can fix it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us prepare for giving. On your screen, there are all the ways that you can give. Five ways, actually, that you can give. You can give via Zelle. You can give via text to give. You can also email your gift to mail your gift rather to 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois 60653. If you feel so inclined, you can also drop that gift off any day of the week. Those of you watching at home, your directions are there. Those of you in house will follow the directions of the ushers. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you in advance. Lord God, we thank you in advance, not just for what you've done, but for what you are continuing to do. God, we're thanking you right now in advance for what you will do. God, we're just grateful again to be here on today, God. So we're asking right now, God, that you would multiply these gifts so that we can continue to do the work of your kingdom in this place. Now, God, bless the gift and the giver. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Again, I'm super excited about the progress that God is blessing us with. As I'm watching the service, as I participate in it, it is truly an amazing difference what you can see that's emanating from this place. So be careful, because camera might catch you. For those who like to take little cat naps. But yeah, there's a TV that's coming too. So you want to be engaged, because the camera will catch you. I thank God for Minister King again, and for LaTanya for their work. I'm getting a little nervous because I'm wondering if he got cameras other places, because I'm like, why he got the same blue suit on that I got on today? Is this blue suit funding for the ministerium? But no, we thank God for their work, and the best is yet to come, y'all. The best is yet to come. At this time of our worship experience, we'd like to have our prayer time, our altar call, and though we're not yet gathering at the altar, we invite you, if you'd like, to stand, or for those of you who are watching online, to join with us if there are names that you would like for us to remember in prayer. While we may not see them immediately, we will receive those and we'll add them to our prayer list. And so we want to lift up the following people in prayer. Pastor Albert Simmons of First Paradise Baptist Church. Lloyd Griffin. Crystal Davis, Lindsay Mayfield, Marguerite Jones, the mother, Reginald Jones, Doris Robinson, Deacon Chester Coleman, Elise and Willie Grant, Alfred Moore. Continue to pray for Kenneth Sexton, the son of Vivian Pete, Al and Mary Burton, Shirley Anderson, Mary Sumter, Grace Lee, Reverend Mary Grant. We are continuing to pray for Sarah Billups, Mary Alexander, Rosa Conway, Gladys Evans, Patricia Hatcher, Janice Carr, Reverend James Thompson, Mary Horton, Albert Chaney, the son of Retha Chaney, Angela Williams, the daughter of Patricia Hatcher, Johnny Clanton, son of Angela Clanton, Glorine Driver, friend of Juanita Cooper, David Pearson and Bernetta Pearson, the parents of Dr. Pamela Pearson, Michael Jones Jr., six-year-old friend of Dorothy Gibson and family, Divine Lindsay. We continue to pray for Stanley Stovall, Mary Dumas. We're praying for the Malone family and the loss of, I believe the name was Payne, Brother Payne, whose life was celebrated on yesterday. We continue to pray for all who are praying or who are seeking God to intervene in their circumstance and their situation. We're praying for those who are traveling, those who are in D.C., those who are in Arizona, those who are in Florida, those whoever you are, wherever you are, who are traveling. We're praying for traveling mercies this morning. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, God, for this another Palm Sunday, oh God. We thank you, oh God, because we have the ability to lift up names and intercede on behalf of those, oh God, who stand in the need of prayer. God, so we're praying right now for those who may be sick, and we're asking you, oh God, that you would touch them at the point of their need. We're praying for those who are suffering from mental illnesses, those who are incarcerated right now. We're praying right now in the name of Jesus. We're praying, God, for our church. We're praying for our seniors, our young people, oh God. We're calling, oh God, upon the names of those, oh God, who are away, oh God. We're praying, oh God, that you would have your way in their lives, oh God. God, we're coming this morning thanking you for your mercy and your goodness and your graciousness to us, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the progress that you're allowing us to experience right now, oh God. We are thankful, oh God, for our leadership, oh God, our chairman of our deacon board, our chairman of our trustee board, all the officers of our church, oh God. We are lifting them up today, oh God, our president and club leaders, oh God. We're lifting them up today, oh God. God, as every day that passes and we emerge more and more from pandemic, God, we ask, oh God, that you allow us, oh God, to reassemble again as a faith community, that we not come back, oh God, thinking we're going back to the way things used to be, but we're going forward, oh God, to the ways you want it to be right now in the name of Jesus. God, we're thanking you, oh God, for clear vision right now, oh God. Clear vision of the work that you've given to our hands, oh God. We're thanking you, oh God, for the doors you are opening on our behalf, oh God. We're thankful, oh God, for those who are working behind the scenes that are not even members of our church, oh God, but have granted us favor, oh God. And we are saying thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for what you continue to do, oh God. And now, God, we ask, oh God, that as we continue to move in unity, oh God, that you would cause this place to be even more a place that draws men and women, oh God, to this your house, oh God, that we will be instruments of your peace and of your love, that we will spread the good news of Jesus Christ, that boys and girls, men and women who are unchurched and unsaved, oh God, will find refuge in this place. Use us, oh God. Use each and every one of us, oh God, for this great work. God, we ask now that you would bless the balance of this service, oh God. There's something that is said, something that is sung, would encourage our hearts today, oh God, as we reflect what you did for us this week, oh God. Cause us, oh God, to leave from this place different than the way in which we entered in. That we will know, God, that when the benediction is pronounced, that we have been in the very presence of Almighty God. And we'll be ever careful to give you the praise, to give you the honor, and to give you the glory which belongs to you. This is our prayer. This is our plea. We lift this prayer upon the wings of the morn and place it before thy feet. To the all-wise God we pray, and for his sake we pray. And all of God's people said together, amen, amen, and amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Yes, it is.
There is power in the name of Jesus. So much power in the name of Jesus. Gonna break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Hey, hey, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Come on, come on, come on. In the name. Come on, come on. In the name. In the name, in the name. In the name. every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army coming.
Yeah. Don't you feel the chain I'm breaking?
There's an army rising.
The chain I'm falling, yes they are.
Son of God is lifted high.
The Son of God is
lifted high.
The Son of God is lifted high.
The Son of God is lifted high. The Son of God is lifted high.
The Son of God is lifted high.
The Son of God is lifted high.
Son of God is lifted high.
The Son of God is lifted high. The Son of God is magnified.
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 I hear you say, oh, oh, wonderful Jesus.
The Son of God is lifted high.
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 Oh,
we're gonna lift him.
We're gonna lift him.
We're gonna lift him.
Higher and higher.
Higher and higher.
We're gonna lift him.
Higher and higher and higher.
We're gonna lift him.
We're gonna lift him higher,
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 higher and higher.
We're gonna lift him.
We're gonna lift him higher and higher, higher and higher. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. We're gonna lift him. We're gonna lift him higher. Lift him. We're gonna lift him higher. Higher.
Scripture is one of them. Revelation 7, 9 through 12 says, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. That's quite a celebration. And I want to speak from the subject this morning for a few minutes, a lofty celebration. A lofty celebration. What brought you here today? This Palm Sunday. Why did you get up early and dress yourself for worship and venture out in an uncertain climate? Why? Because it's Palm Sunday. And it's a lofty, majestic, noble celebration, not of our coming King, but of our King who came and wrestled with Satan for our salvation. Because the truth of the matter is, he did it for you. I think you missed that. I said he did it for you. He did it for me. We celebrate because Christ was willing to travel a painful path through the streets of Jerusalem, knowing he would face a wicked tribunal, extreme brutality, and even horrible, agonizing death on the cross. Let me be clear this morning about this word lofty, because lofty has a double meaning. It can mean patronizing, it can mean arrogant or even condescending, but it can also mean grand and noble and sincerely dignified. Today's celebration is all of the latter and more. Today, this Palm Sunday is a lofty, a grand, noble, dignified, and sincere celebration because it is a celebration of our salvation through Jesus Christ. And all that we do, all that we profess is about this week. And so we come today to rejoice. The story of Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem conjures up thoughts of a familiar Bible story. Thoughts of a cheering multitude waving their palms in the air to declare Christ was indeed their Messiah. They were acknowledging that the Savior had come. But what is our celebration all about? I submit to you today, today's Palm Sunday celebration is, in a real sense, a prerequisite. It is, if you would, a practice session, a rehearsal. It's our chance to rehearse for the real celebration on the day when the saints of God will rally around the throne room to celebrate our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What a contrast that real celebration will be to our worship today. Because on that day, the word says the crowd will be incalculable. Revelation says it will be a great multitude which no man can number. And I know as we look around the sanctuary or on our Facebook Live or YouTube, we might wonder, Reverend, where will all these people be coming from? Our worshiping crowd today may not be as large as we like, and we recognize it's been tough trying to navigate the realities of COVID-19 and the Delta variant and the Omicron variant. Christ Church has been forced to move from inside its walls to outside the realm of familiarity. Our empty seats, our Facebook Live performance, our Zoom meeting attendance are all a reminder that we have much work
to do. I said we got much work to do to build up the kingdom of God. And I got news for you. It ain't all on the pastor. It ain't all on the pastor. That means you got a role to play too. If you was in Sunday school, you would really say it, amen, this morning. Some Christian denominations seem to think the crowd documented in Revelation, Minister King, not Revelations, will be made up of just them. But genuine religion knows nothing of denominations or divisions. Men and women went to heaven by the millions long before churches and chapels even existed. John's revelation says the celebration of all celebrations will have a crowd so large it will be innumerable. It will be immeasurable. It will be incalculable. It's a crowd that has been increasing since the resurrection. And it is increasing still, because I submit to you this morning that somebody's mama is there. Somebody's daddy is there. Somebody's wife or husband is there. Somebody's child is there. Somebody's grandma or granddad is there. The question this morning is, will you be there? If you will, you miss your shout, because I want to be worthy. I said, I want to be worthy. I want to be acceptable in the sight of God. I want to hear God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Second, on that day, all races and creeds and colors will worship together. Our scripture text puts it this way. It says, all nations and kindred and people and tongues. It's hard, I know, to fathom, because we are so divided down here. Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, it still remains the most segregated time in the world. The earth is a giant theater of life and action, with people separated by space and time, by relationship and culture, and especially by national distinction. We see each other as different. See each other as unique and sometimes even barbarian. Look what's happening in Ukraine. The brutality, the cruelty that we see speaks to our lack of appreciation for life. But the heavenly population John is espousing in our text is made up of people from all of these. You see, you don't have to be from an industrialized nation. You can be from a third world country. You don't have to be able to even have the ability to read or write. You can live, you can be illiterate. You don't have to live in a nice house. You can live under a bridge. This heavenly crowd has no distinction. There are no Brits, no Frenchmen, no Americans, no, thank God, no black section, no white section, no Catholic or Baptist section. Down here, we all have our own space where we express our preferences, but up there where every day will be Sunday and Sabbath will have no end, there will be one language and one people. Question is, do you want to fit in when you get there? Because if you do, you need to make it your business to develop a love for all humankind. Not just love for your country. Not just love for your family. Not just love for your denomination. Not just love for your nationality or even your neighborhood. Not just love for your church. For that would be too narrow a love. But develop a love for everybody. and agape love. Love everyone with the same love that Christ has for you. When you were lost, Christ rescued you from perishing. When you were sinking deep in sin, Christ threw you out a lifeline. When you were buffeted by trials, Christ was your bridge over troubled water. He is the same for every man, woman, boy, and girl. I don't care if you Chinese or Japanese or Lebanese or Russian or Indian or Ukrainian or English or Spanish. If you want to fit in when you get to heaven, learn to love everybody. People you see, people you don't see, people you worship with, people you don't worship with. Practice down here what you will do up there. Finally, on that day, our glorious worship will escape description. John paints quite a picture while exiled on the Isle of Patmos. His words are a first-hand account coming from God through the Holy Spirit and the voice of an angel. He didn't take shorthand. He had to spell out every word plainly and accurately for multimedial preservation. It is an emblematic description of the highest distinctions. If John had to record our worship today, what would John write down? Would he write that the seniors wish the music wasn't so loud? Would he write that someone was falling asleep during the sermon? Would he write that heads kept turning to see what time it was? Would he write that the songs were short because the saints wouldn't sing or clap? Would he write that people were actively engaged on their cell phones and social media accounts? Would he write that people left worship before the benediction? John says in his heavenly vision that they stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. They stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. They stood to acknowledge the moral goodness and excellence of their Creator. Ebenezer, they were clothed in white, a symbol of purity. They inherited as children of their Redeemer. They waved palms, a symbol of victory. We should be grateful for that snapshot of what our real celebration will be like. But it gives us a chance to get it right down here. You know, each one of us has a role to play in acknowledging the Lamb of God. The choir got a head start on it with this last song. But I believe that if we're going to get it right up there, we got to get it right down here. I said we got to get it right down here. And it ain't nothing like a little practice. Ain't like a little practice to get it right. So I'm going to ask my deacons to come right now. I'm going to ask my deacons to come right now and grab some palms and give one to every single member in this church. Come on, y'all got to move. Y'all got to move. Y'all got to move. Y'all got to move. In order for us to get it right up there, we got to get it right down here. Come on now, come on now. The choir showed us earlier. Hallelujah in this place. John says in his heavenly vision that they stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. They stood because they were able. They stood because they recognized that God was awesome. And they waved palms of victory. They waved palms of celebration. Anybody know how to wave a palm this morning? They cried out blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and forever. Do you hear what I'm saying? They cried out blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Some of y'all missed it. They cried out blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. What will you cry out today? What will you cry out today? How about hallelujah? Hallelujah. They book in their praise with two amen. I wonder this morning, can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? If you read further, in the seventh chapter of Revelation, you will find that this heavenly crowd in John's vision is no different from us. They were marked out by great trials, and they may have been struck with the same peculiarities that we have. Something causes John to ask, who are these people? And where did they come from? And the angel said they came out of great tribulation. You see, tribulation is a common lot for all of us. Like the sails on a sailboat, they take us where we may not want to go. But the darkest cloud only lasts for a time, because they soon pass away and leave the air cleaner and brighter than before. Tribulation inspires us to rise to a new spiritual level of understanding. Trials give us the opportunity to put God's promises to the test. That's why Paul said, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. If your trials have taught you a thing or two about the Lord, you'll fit right in with the heavenly crowd. You too will be able, to shout blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor, power, and might be unto our God forever. But the good news today, you don't have to wait till the end. You can shout right now. You can shout right now. You can elevate it.
from ignorance to salvation. You can say amen if you've been changed. I mean really changed. From a sinner to saint. You can say amen if you've gone from bondage to liberty. From selfishness to benevolence. If you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb and you have a reservation in glory, don't wait till you get to heaven. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Right now, I will give you 30 seconds right now to give him praise. Wave your palm. Wave your palm. Wave your palm to victory. Wave your palm to thanksgiving. Wave your palm to honor. Wave your palm to might. Because he's worthy. I said he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Somebody said, right on. King Jesus. Right on. King Jesus. No man can I hinder you. Because you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Wave the palm. The word of God for the people of God and all of God's people. Amen. We're going to open the door to the church. Perhaps there's someone here that would like to give their life to the Lord. If that's you, we invite you to come at this time. If you're looking for a church home, you're without a church home, we invite you to join with us here at Ebenezer. We're opening the doors to church as our quartet comes and sings at this time. Is there one today? The doors of the church are open. Jesus, come on, Jesus.
Sunrise service and communion service on next Sunday at 7 a.m. Please make certain that you confirm your presence with our church clerk for accounting purposes, please, sir. We also look forward to seeing you on Wednesday at 6 p.m. for our corporate prayer Zoom Bible study, and then Friday at 6 o'clock at Liberty Baptist Church. Let us look to heaven and now unto him who's able to keep you from falling. And him whose name presents you for his father with exceedingly great joy. So the all wise God be honor, glory, power, and might, now, henceforth, and forevermore. And all of God's people said, amen, amen, and amen.
I would have loved to be alone. Jesus. Praise to Jesus. Praise to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. On my way home.
Thank you.
My check, my check. My check, my check. My check, my check, my check, y'all. My check, okay. My check, my check. My check, my check. Okay, y'all can hear me, right? In y'all ears? Y'all good? Not to my, no, I'm talking to them. Okay, so, all right, so can you hear the piano? In your... Tell me, so this is what I need to know from you all. What do you...
Hold on. Mic check.
My check. You still? I went away on. Now you hear me. You do.
Oh. Okay. Actually, we do have it. I didn't think we have. I think I ordered five, but we only could find four. But we got five of these. So I can run another. I'm just trying to keep the cord limited over here. But okay. So let me do this thing. Let me just set it up. Volume. Let me get this, what y'all need to hear, and then we'll make sure you get it plugged up. So, you make sure you can hear, and then we'll fix it. Right, the horse would fit right in with everything else.
So, yes.
Is it really? Oh, really? Okay. All right. Okay. Cool.
That makes a difference.
Well, yeah, because one is for a microphone to talk into.
One is for after, one is for
entry. Yeah. Okay. So this ain't gonna do nothing for right now. So switch it so you can hear. And
yeah,
I can still set the level. But what I need to know is, what do y'all need to hear on Sunday morning? Do you really need to hear the singer? A little bit. No, I can turn. I can go up and down. I got every y'all whole song. Let me show you. Because ideally. You can take those. Take those in the studio.
That's
yep.
Why you have vocals.
They all off. Yeah, you can take them to the studio. Yep. So, just so y'all can see. So this is.
Okay, so basically like this.
Yeah, this is y'all's mix.
Okay.
So right now, I'm the only person coming through here. Yeah, just me. Get rid of this. Yeah, kill that. And just plug in directly. Just kill both of them. Yeah, kill both of them. Yeah. That you? Or that your dad?
Oh, no, this is fine.
Okay. No, you.
Plug in you.
Plug in you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that is you. Okay.
Okay.
So now what you hear?
Oh.
Now you got me in both? Okay. All right, cool. So.
Ideally, I want to see y'all have a tablet. I would set it up so that you can get your own, you can control your own mix.
Is it an app I can get on my smartphone? Is
it is. Okay. It's an app that I can put on. Yeah. I ain't going to do it today.
Okay.
We can do it, though. It's our next rehearsal.
Okay.
So you can control what y'all hear.
Okay.
You can turn up and down what you need to hear. And it's strictly only, and you can't screw up nothing.
Okay.
It's only going to give you access. I'm only going to give you access to what you hear.
Right.
Because I was going to set it up for him, but he likes this. So I'm going to give him access to what he want to hear, but he can't mess up nobody else. So if he say he can't hear something, he can turn his stuff up and down. I control it all. But you'll get a screen just like this,
mm-hmm.
minus all this extra crap. But it will simply just be everybody's mix, all the names, pastor me, solo mics, vocal mics, choir mics, and all really what y'all focus on are the instruments. They're all the way down here. We don't have a motif plugged up, but the Kurzweil, the organ, lead guitar, bass guitar. Eric is currently in announcer 3 because I don't have him in here as a regular musician. And then the drums are all here. So you can set that however you want it as far as volume wise. And then, So, I mean, that's easy. But on a Sunday morning, typically, what do y'all need to hear?
Piano and a little bit of vocal.
Yeah. No organ?
Mm-hmm.
Not really? So piano and vocal.
Give me a little bit of organ.
Right. So right now there's none.
Okay.
So, but I mean, it will be.
I can see the decibels. You see the decibels.
Yeah.
So regular decibels is like, what, 12? 12 decibels?
No.
So
unity gain is zero.
Okay, unity gain.
That's zero. So that's up here. Like right now you see that movie because the Leslie speakers, the mics by the Leslie are always on.
Right.
But what we can do is, this is why y'all got to, whatever day y'all come out here and set it, give you a general set, and then you can tweak it. I'd rather do that. So. But I'm gonna get this. I actually got it, and I just saw it. I bought. I did not know this was for a freaking phone and a TV. So I'm going to get, I got labels to put. You gonna be cool with those with the audio technical?
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's gone. Just ask her how much her stepdaddy enjoyed it. Yeah. That's what you need to ask. All right, so that way you can bring your phone every week. That does it. Indian. You're going to be fine. You're going to start getting all this stuff back. Okay? TV? You don't tighten your headphones up. You have to take this light like that, just like that. Just tighten them up like you broke. You damage them. Damage them. I'm gonna break the other side. Just letting you know. Just letting you know. So we gonna collect these at the end of the day. I'm gonna find the. Okay, you can try that. You can do it. I will consider this great. I know this way to get you, but you won't say nothing. You won't be able to. Anyway. Can't do that. You got to get them in the right area. Oh, okay. I got pumps. I got pumps. I got the fibrillator. I got all good. I got the nebulizer. I got all. Yeah, please. When I make you have an attack, I'm going to bring you back. Jesus, lady. Yeah, that too. So. Easy, because I ain't trying to go to jail.
Thank you.